I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are joined by James Alcott once again. We've done one episode with him on sleep, so listen to that one first. But this one, 50 minutes are on the timer, and the topic is brotherhood.
I mean, I should start, James, because it's a bit rude if you jump in. James, can you explain why you wanted to talk about brotherhood?
Thank you so much, Flav. You're so generous. The reason I picked brotherhood was because it's something that I don't have, but I feel like I might have, and I know Flav definitely has it. So I'm intrigued to kind of like break it down a little bit. So to explain that, Flav has five brothers, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have two sisters. The audience goes, shock. although I've had that, I've also played sport like kind of my whole life and really enjoyed like being in football teams or cricket teams or whatever it is, and always loved like the camaraderie of it, the being together of it. Same goes with my kind of friendship group where I've had the same mates for a really long time, and they feel like brothers to me, but they're not officially brothers, they're friends. So I kind of wanted to dive into the idea of the difference between friendship and brotherhood, and if there is a difference. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in my head, friendship, as much as it might mean just as much, it has to be different, right? And also having your relationship with your sisters, like I have, and anyone with their brothers has to be different as well, like just naturally, not a better or worse, just different.
Yeah, like the parents.
So it's just something I've not... I don't have official brothers. But then again, you know, like me and you, like I consider you, you know, one of my best mates, and I would talk to you about anything and have spoken to you about things I'm worried about, you know, those kind of things that you go to with somebody that you feel like is, you know, safe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're safe to be vulnerable. And I feel like that ticks some of the boxes of someone who you would consider being a brother. And if I didn't see you for 10 years and then I saw you again, that's the other part about it. I'll stop talking in a second. But I feel like with boys, there's a difference to with girls. With girls, and this might be harsh, but it feels like you have to keep topping up your friendship. Whereas with mates and guys, if you see them 10 years down the line, you kind of reach a level and that's enough. And it doesn't matter when you see them again, you will be the same with them. I think the basic thing I was intrigued about was the difference between brotherhood and friendship.
To add to that, I'm interested in the differences in your relationships with each of your brothers as well, because you're not going to have the same relationship with each brother. Of course, you're all different people. But how varied are those different relationships? And are you different, like when you're as a big group together, or compared to when you're with one brother individually?
Oh, man, there's a lot. There's a lot of questions in that last minute or two. Firstly, they just to explain, they're not actually my brothers. I've got my little brother Alex comes from my mum. My dad had me, Ross, and Ryan. We share the same father. And Adam and Joe, we don't share anything. We don't have the same mum or the same dad. They happen to be half brothers of Ross and Ryan. I know that's complicated, but the important thing you need to remember is that we're not all connected by blood. Alex also is not connected to blood by Ross and Ryan as well, but we're brothers. We are brothers. And I feel as strongly about with Adam and Joe as I do about Ross and Ryan, even though there's no blood connection to us. And it's a societal thing. It's a way you're brought up to believe, you're talked about as brothers. You talk to each other as brothers. You introduce each other as, this is my brother Joe, this is my brother Adam. And so that is the truth. And that's how you feel. It doesn't matter. And it's, I think, James, you're getting caught up in an idea rather than understanding what you actually have. And it's not that different, I don't think.
Yeah, I presume that was the case. I think it's just, you know, the facts are I don't have a brother. So I was kind of intrigued to because I know I did throw a lot of stuff at you there. But yeah. I guess a simple question is, when I throw the word brotherhood at you, what comes to mind?
Yeah, them. It's them. It's the people that I would do anything for and care about and are concerned about and hope that they're all happy. I'm tremendously grateful. If I never made any other friends in my entire life, I'd have five that I could never lose. And that's a wonderful thing. I would say, just to answer your question, Windy, there is the difference in relationships to some degree. Or as a group, we're the same. When we go out, it's the same energy. With each other, it's the same energy. And our relationships within those groups individually don't change either. So if I'm with Joe or with Adam, we behave in the same way than we would if we were part of the wider group. I don't think it changes at all. Yeah, but massively, massively grateful of it. And it's not like, it's like what you said, Jim, about the relationships. Men and women are different. Some women probably take exception to what you've just said, but in my experience, it's the same as well. That from what I've witnessed, you have to work harder at relationship with women than. Or women tend to have to work harder relationships with each other than blokes do. And
yeah, I think base of that is on the fact that women are more generally more emotionally intelligent and more emotionally attentive.
Well saved.
And so there is, thank you. So if you don't, you know, if you aren't doing those things in that kind of relationship, then you probably, this starts to feel like someone is being undone a little bit. Whereas I think blokes are, again, generally a bit more base. Where it's just like, right.
I think men typically require less from each other to sustain the friendship. I think that's fair. What do you think, Windy?
This is interesting because I think I am quite emotionally intelligent and quite attentive in that way.
I would agree.
And I think that's partly because I have a sister. I think it's partly because I've been in a family unit where I haven't had a brother. I haven't grown up around, you know, any kind of laddishness. It's always been me and my sister. And I think she's probably rubbed off on me more than I've rubbed off on her, if that makes sense. And I do have quite a lot of friends who are women, and I don't notice any of the things that you're describing. I don't feel like I need to sort of check in with them more regularly or anything like that. But maybe that's because I'm naturally doing that, because I'm just quite attuned. Yeah.
You are very attentive, Windy, to be fair. I can imagine that would never be an issue for you. But I also feel like you've potentially had friendships that attentiveness has ended up in you being taken advantage of to some degree.
You don't have to go into that,
but I know that from conversations with you.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Definitely true.
What would you say?
Yeah, my girlfriend said to me the other day, I wonder how different you'd be if you had a brother.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think that really too, so much. Point.
Do you? What do you mean? I don't think I'd be any different if I had a sister.
Oh, you would. You would, yeah. I think, for me, in terms of not having a brother, I think, so Windy, I think like that's such a great point. I think the kind of being able to, be emotionally intelligent, one way of paying it, like tread around I'm speaking of my own situation. It's like being able to tread around my sisters and just having a lot of women around and being able to navigate that is something I think I've got, had a lot of experience in, which I think is helpful.
What do you, without being, because I'm really curious about that. My only experience of living with women was at university days and, mm-hmm. It wasn't easy. I don't know, is this offensive? I'm just being honest. They were much, much more emotional than the men were. And fundamentally, the issues in the household seemed to come from them.
That's it. I think it's they are more emotionally attentive and think through things. And I think when that happens, you then read between lines where there's nothing to be read. And whereas the response from a bloke would be, well, just don't worry about it.
It's not great either.
It's not ideal, but there'll also be moments where my sisters or my mum in particular, she's got the sixth sense where she'll just like send me a message and like it's like, how did she know I was feeling a bit funny today? Like it's amazing, and it can't be just like luck every time. There has to be just an amazing intuition.
Yeah.
I think often men don't have, and again, it's such broad strokes, and it's completely unfair, and it probably annoys people, but it's just my experience of it. But the not having a brother thing, I remember thinking that when I was in sort of high school, secondary school, because I was in a group of lads, and they all seemed to enjoy like beating each other up. And I was always like, not in the mood for it ever. Do you get this, Wendy? And then I sort of looked at it, and I looked at them one by one. They all seemed to have an older brother, and that older brother beat the shit out of them. And so they were, whereas I never had anything like that. So you weren't toughened up in that sense.
I never had that though. I've never had a fight, either play fight or an actual physical fight with any. I've never had an argument with any of them.
That's so amazing. I feel like I need to say at this point what my sister would say, which is that when we were probably 8, 9, 10, something like that, she would say...
You could take it.
She would say, Chris used to practice his wrestling moves on me. That's what she would say. I mean, I would say we would sometimes have play fights.
Yeah.
But that's not how she would phrase it. I mean, there was a time where I might have elbow dropped her from the top of the sofa. I'm not saying that definitely did happen, but it might have happened. And I didn't have a brother to practice my wrestling moves on, so I did it with my sister.
I love the fact you were just trying to get your technique right.
That's it, exactly. I wasn't trying to hurt her, I was just trying to make it look good.
So there would have been play fights to some degree, but it wasn't like you see in some households where like the brothers are whacking the shit out of each other. I had fights with my stepbrothers. That was a different... Though, my stepbrothers weren't...
What about sort of verbal jousting?
Yeah, taking the piss out of each other.
I think that's standard with my sisters. That doesn't like I've had that. I learned that through my friends. By the end of it, I was all right at it. But the, but that's a different thing. That's because I'm short. I needed to be good. I needed to be lippy because I couldn't win the fight. So, but I never had that kind of stuff with my sisters, at all.
No, I mean I would say that when everyone's in a good mood and you're out, half the conversation is about taking the piss out of each other. saying stuff. But it's the same with the boys on the Fighting Cock. Like, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of taking a piss. A lot of men. I remember seeing this. I can't remember where I heard it. I think it was a question from on Reddit about it's like an Ask UK thing, and it was from an American woman. And it says, why do men in the UK talk to each other like they absolutely hate each other?
Go on, sorry.
But the thing is it's affectionate. When they're taking a piss out of you, it's nice because they're noticing you. They're noticing you're important. If you never get taken a piss out of, you're irrelevant. And that's why all of us, certainly the brothers, they all get ribbed.
I learned that at school. I remember that. I remember being you got put into sets, and I was in my first English lesson, and then two of these lads were just destroying each other, and then turned on me, and I'm like, I was going like year seven, like chubby James going, guys, why are you doing that? And one of them took me aside. I mean, I'll never forget it. He's like, this is what we do. You need to get better at that. You're gonna have to get good at this. Don't worry about it. I was like, and then after that, I was absolutely fine. Like I say, like I think I'm all right at it. But I learned that through sort of the friendship over having brothers.
I relate to that so much, James. That literally describes my early school experience to a T. I really struggled. Like, and I think I probably thought I was getting bullied a lot more than I was. It was just sort of harmless banter to the people doing it, but I didn't take it that way because I wasn't used to it. It came as a real shock to me, and I was just like, oh, is this? Why am I being targeted in this way? But I wasn't being targeted different way to anyone else. Everyone was getting the same level of abuse. It was just a bit of fun and a bit of ribbing, but I wasn't used to it, so I didn't know what to expect.
I don't think, honestly, I don't think you've you really missed. You're missing more than you thought. Like I said, like the people you formed friendships with, and like certainly as you get older, where their sex doesn't matter, you can become friends with women and men and get all kinds of great things out of those type of relationships. When you're younger, it's different because you've got brothers and they've got your back. And, you know, like, there was a couple of times where people were threatening me at Spurs and stuff like that. Not, and on Twitter, saying, like, just bullshit when the podcast started. And I was thinking, this is never going to be an issue for me because I've got all my brothers with me. Mm. And nothing, if something did happen to me, then it wouldn't end well for that person. So not, you know, and that was really comforting, knowing that you've got five people who would do that for you if necessary, and you fight for them, and you would do the same for them. Like there's things that have happened to my friends on nights out that have made me less emotional than they would if it was my brothers.
Oh,
15 minutes.
It's annoying, isn't it?